Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, March 15th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. In China, economic activity rebounded in the first 2 months of the year, according to official data. Strong readings of industrial output and retail sales suggest that China's expected recovery and growth is broadly on track after years of strict COVID-19 controls that weighed on the economy. We are exclusively reporting that creditors of Silicon Valley Bank's parent company have formed a group in anticipation of a potential bankruptcy filing. They hope to profit from a sale of some of the collapsed company's businesses. The group bought the bonds of SVB Financial heading into last weekend as they traded around 30 cents on the dollar. The creditors now hold a significant chunk of the company's $3.4 billion face value of bonds. SVB Financial hasn't said whether it plans to file for bankruptcy. The Federal Reserve is considering tighter rules for mid-sized banks in the wake of the failures of SVB and Signature Bank. The potential moves could extend restrictions that currently apply only to the biggest Wall Street institutions. A number of tougher capital and liquidity requirements are under review at the Fed, as well as steps to beef up annual bank stress tests. Stock markets in Asia ended the day higher, and European shares fell in early trading. U.S. stock futures wavered ahead of wholesale inflation data and retail sales numbers due out this morning. And Adobe is among the companies scheduled to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.